have now been joined in the studio by two very, very special guests.
Hello, I am Emma.
And I'm Flora.
Off of the Emma and Flora show.
Of course.
These guys have been doing something massive this week. As I've already mentioned several times on the show, we're doing loads of fundraising for Sport Relief. And these guys have taken it a step further than most of the station, and they have resigned themselves to sleeping in a basement and living off just a pound a day with no access to hot water. It's been a little bit crazy, hasn't it, guys?
It has been.
It's been crazy, especially with the snow this weekend, which was an unexpected surprise, I think.
Made it significantly colder, and also I think it just made the cold showers so much worse.
Yeah, because you come in from like walking out in the snow and you just want to get warm, but you can't.
no warmth for us this week.
No. I did the exact same challenge last year and it wasn't snowing and I was absolutely freezing, so I can't even imagine what you guys had felt like down in that basement. What was the hardest part for you?
I think you go first, Emma.
I think the sleeping. I think potentially I was really, really worried about the food part of it, so I think I was expecting that bit, whereas I wasn't expecting the snow for definite. And just sleeping on the floor, it's so uncomfy and just like you're so tired always, and just so frustrating waking up in the night like so tired but so cold that you can't sleep again. That's quite hard.
It's like that, but I think I found the food bit the hardest, just because you're always hungry, and that's the bit that if you're hungry then it makes you like more tired
and grumpy
as well. And
I remember,
and just like weak and wobbly.
Yeah. I remember hating the feeling of going to bed hungry, waking up in the morning still feeling hungry and still not having enough food to stop yourself from feeling hungry.
Yeah, because I think we had more food than you guys did last year because there was a three of us.
Yeah.
So it was like...
But I used to get... Oh, well, still do. We're still going today. But I get really angry at myself when I've eaten lunch like half an hour ago and then my tummy starts rumbling. I'm like, no, you've got so long to last. You've got to keep it going.
Well, luckily, today's your last day. Tonight's your last night.
Sure is.
And I think it is safe to say you guys have absolutely smashed it. You've surpassed everyone's expectations. We're super proud of you as a station. Do you want to say how much you've raised?
Thank you. So today we hit £1,000.
I think our total is £1,024.
At the moment, yeah.
Which is so exciting. Literally, we watched it hit 1,000 today and...
Yeah, shout out to the anonymous person that gave us the £10 that went over. That was very exciting.
But I think there's nothing that can describe that feeling of hitting over 1,000.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing work. if you do want to support these guys, they're obviously still raising money. They're still going through it today, so they're not even done yet. So head to URN and all the details to donate are on there. And you can also check out loads of the great content they've been making on their Facebook page, URN Below the Line. There's videos, there's photos, there's audio packages. It's really, really worth checking out. So thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And congratulations, because you've absolutely smashed it. Made it all worth it.
Definitely.
Thank you.